Hello everyone, my name is Math McKenzie, an unpaid carer, and this is episode number 17 of the Carer Audio Series. Now, unfortunately it's been a while now since I've done, let's say, a new audio, because I haven't been so well. So yeah, it's common carers can fall unwell due to their caring duties, so my voice might sound a little bit hoarse. Because obviously I caught the cold. Anyway, let me continue. These care audio talks are geared towards unpaid carers, especially mental health carers who care for those with mental illness. When I'm talking about a carer, I'm not talking about a care worker or foster carer. I'm talking about those who perhaps care for someone in the family or a close friend or maybe even a neighbor. It's not just knocking a door to see if they're all right, if it's a neighbor. It's just caring is more than just that, as many carers practically put themselves in ill health from the strain of providing support. I'd also like to thank Care Support West Sussex for helping to promote the Care Audio series. A bit about them. Care Support West Sussex is an independent charity supporting some of the 89,000 family and friends carers living in West Sussex. With more than 25,000 carers currently registered with that charity, they run support groups, a care response line, and also help carers to access equipment to assist them in the caring role or provide funds. So carers can do something for themselves. To find out more about Carers Support West Sussex, especially if you are a carer in West Sussex, check out their site on www.carersupport.org.uk. As a reminder, as with all the audios that I do, all the podcasts, I usually do them in two sections. First one being educational, because I always feel carers out there need all the education they need. They don't always get that. And on the plus side, the second section is more therapeutic, more uplifting, more empowering. Just so carers can find that healing space and feel perhaps someone out there that is a carer themselves gets it. So let's get onto the educational section. To be fair, there are actually other carer centres and charities across the UK actually helping to promote my audio series, my podcast, and I will mention them in the other audios. I'm sure to include Carers Lewisham, Carers Greenwich, Bromley, Worcester, and more to come. Anyway, enough of that, enough of the shameless promotion. If I go on to this topic, this is basically Series 17, and it's dealing with bad news. This is very common to carers and something carers dread. Now, as usual, I usually really end up pushing the carers' agenda. You know, I can't push it enough. So I hope not to offend anyone. It's just the nature of the carer and how it's focused on the person's ill health. And to make sure that they get that voice, you know. I'm really doing this so carers can understand the situation they face and feel that they can have that voice if they listen closely to what I'm saying and why I'm saying this in the podcasts. So as a reminder, this topic of this episode, which I've mentioned, is common to all unpaid carers, and that is dealing with bad news. Now, if there's anything that is going to happen on the road of caring for someone, is to expect bad news. And carers have to deal with that nearly all the time. So let me educate you as to why dealing with bad news is so important. When carers actually start out caring for the first time, I bet that carer did not go Yippee! I'm going to start being a carer. It's not like they're starting a job where they get lots of money, or they're going to get married or something like that, or a promotion or anything like that. Deep down, that carer knew, and I think most carers knew, that it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough road. And yes, that I'm afraid is a bit of bad news. Now don't get me wrong, caring itself is a rewarding experience and should not be avoided, as caring for someone you love should be an experience that should be cherished. Still deep down, there is that fear. There is that anxiety that the person you love and care for may come to harm, especially if it's with mental illness. We're not sure how the cared for will take care of themselves if they relapse or sink further into mental health. I could give a couple of examples, and again, due to the dark nature of this episode, it might be upsetting to some people. But as always, it is important to raise that awareness. You can't avoid it, just as you can't avoid the situation of bad news. So, okay, a few examples. Say, for instance, you know, you care for someone with psychosis. And the nature of psychosis is that it can seem unpredictable, and you're not sure how the cared for, that being the person you care for, will be when they are unwell, and perhaps they are not at home, they've gone out. Unfortunately, many carers have to deal with bad news that the cared for has come to harm, and that someone will knock on their door and tell them, will tell the carer that something's happened. Still, it might not be the case of someone coming to harm, but more likely that the person or the cared for has been sectioned, hence placed in a mental health secure unit, or perhaps even missed an important appointment, hence medication that can help them recover or at least deal with mental illness, or an important appointment regarding their benefits or support on their care plan, or have gotten into some form of trouble due to, let's say, the effects of psychosis. It could be listening to voices, it could be hallucinations or confusions. You know, other examples is, it's not only just psychosis, it could even be addictions, which is again under mental health. Someone suffering from severe addictions, drug addictions, gambling. Let's give an examples. And you know, obviously carers, someone caring for someone suffering addictions, worry like this, their son or daughter or someone in the family is slowly sinking into addiction, and they worry if the person has gone out of the house. You know, the carer is wondering and worrying what they're doing. And again, it could only be a matter of time, unfortunately, because let's say that bad news arrives at the carer's door. Mental health can, again, expand into severe depression, suicide behavior, suicidality, eating disorders, bipolar, trauma, and so on. And, you know, sometimes it's not always about the cared for, but the situation in the carer's life, as caring can, unfortunately, take its toll. A carer's other activities, like their work, might begin to suffer, and the carer might risk losing their job. It might be bad news coming from letters in the post, money problems, correspondence issues, letters that bring risk of bad news each day. So those are the examples, and I'm being fairly brief because I don't want to do the audio that too long. But I do want to get your attention. I do want to educate carers out there about dealing with bad news. And it's not a magic bullet. It takes time. A bit more education on this subject. How does bad news affect unpaid carers? Well, from the carers group I run in South London, I often hear carers feel that part of them, when they get that bad news, feels like they're dying every time they hear bad news. Carers say in time they can recover depending on the bad news, but if the bad news happens fast and constantly, the carer feels that their own mental health is at risk. It depends on how the carer was told of such bad news, and if the health professional or someone, perhaps even a carer's advocate, is not skilled in delivering that bad news, it can leave the carer worse off in some form of trauma. Some news can be so bad that the carer will relive that day they actually got that message, they actually got that bad news. And bad news can affect a person physically as well, as in hearing that bad news. Carer's heart can race rapidly, breathing quickens, and a person is likely to become more stressed each time as they try to figure out what can be done next. So, okay, enough of explaining the situation of bad news. How can carers deal with it? What things can we as carers try in order to deal with bad news? And, I can't say, one shoe fits all policy just doesn't work. But what I can say, I suppose, is that's one of the most common small steps we can each try. And what sometimes works for me is how I notice how that bad news has affected me. I turn inward, I stop and pause and say, hang on, how is it affecting me? So I realize if I'm breathing quickly, I'll take that deep breath, and I recommend any other carer just take that time to pause when they hear such bad news. I'm not saying you can do this for every sort of bad news. There is some bad news that will shock you no matter what, or that will hit you hard, and just being realistic. But these small things, like wondering, what's happened to someone, sometimes it doesn't hurt to just turn yourself inward and focus on yourself. If you are breathing rapidly, just take time, take that deep breath. And the reason I say this is because it gives you time to process. It gives you time to process your thoughts, because when you're breathing quickly, your thoughts are racing and you're sinking lower into becoming unwell. Keep your wits about you and avoid that racing mind and avoid jumping to conclusions. So you've got that bad news, step back a bit and try and plan what next. In fact, the best thing I would usually do if I was in a situation of getting that bad news is I'll pause and then start asking certain questions, because that's in a way you're asking for help. You're asking the person that gives you bad news, okay, what can I do now? Can you help me? Things like that. And it's not just asking the questions, it's seeking the facts. The more you know about the situation, the more you can deal with it. So I've given so far at least three sort of things that I would feel will be helpful for carers if they find themselves in a situation where they've got bad news. One is just take your time, process those thoughts, realize if your heart's racing, just pause, take that deep breath and relax just a bit, and then seek help there and then. Avoid jumping to conclusions, seek those facts, and figure out another one, the fourth one, figure out your responsibilities, what you must do and what things you can't really do. Reach out to those around you that can help. Obviously, in a situation of the carer's world, it can be a lonely world. For me, I often see if there's someone at the care center, an advocate, that can give me some support, or at least a listening ear. Enlist allies, as I've mentioned, that can support you, that do care for your situation, and do often care for the situation of the cared for. And sometimes the after effects of the bad news, dealing with that is just as important. Now, sometimes you have to find healthy ways to vent your emotions. One of the good ways, sometimes the next day you can try and go for a walk That's just to clear your head. And I want to wrap this up. I think the last thing, and I'm being realistic, sometimes there will be situations where you feel like you just cannot really, you know, whatever's happened has happened. You know, the news might be so difficult to bear. And I'm going to ask this of yourself. Forgive yourself. And sometimes you might have to forgive others. Not all the time. And I will come to that in other audios. But the most important thing is you've tried your hardest. You tried your damn hardest. And I think you should give time to forgive yourself. If that bad news is really bad. Don't beat yourself up. Still continuing with the educational section. Sometimes it's natural, you know, to hear that bad news. Sometimes it isn't, absolutely no escape from it. It can happen to anyone any day. Still hearing bad news and doing something about it is still very important. There's no escape from it. I just want you to take that fact on. Don't let it hit you, and don't just, sometimes being a shield isn't always the best thing. I always say it's good to make a plan before that bad news arrives. And if it arrives, still plan anyway. Or at least note how you will recover from hearing devastating news. So the key here is to try and do something about the situation in a controlled way. Another thing to take note of is sometimes bad news might not always be as bad as one thinks. Sometimes we cannot always jump to conclusions and need to assess that situation. If you cared for his sections, the other side of the coin is at least they're not on the streets or have come to some severe harm. And with that, I'd like to take the time to bring some good news. I'd like to let carers who are listening to this audio, or those who advocate for them, that the self-help support section for carers is starting in, let's say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now listening to the therapeutic and healing section of the audio. And I'd like to say thank you for making it this far. Unless, of course, you skip to this section. I don't mind. As carers, we all need some form of healing. Something that will make us feel better and not at odds with the system. If you are a carer just like myself, then you know it is next to impossible to escape some form of bad news. Us carers dread it. Doesn't matter who gives that bad news, it's just not that, doesn't make it that easier, to be honest. But you know the good thing about this? You don't have to let such bad news affect you this way. We as carers should learn that there are always options, however small. We need to be reminded that we have the power to weather the storm and deal with that bad news. We as carers need to take that moment and not always be fearful of what might lay in wait for us. Perhaps go with the flow at times. Because I have to ask this of you, as so many will ask things from you. I do not want you to be angry and stressed out and worrying all the time what might be around that corner. I want you to take some power back and either plan for it or just find some space to take your mind off the situation. Because you, as a carer, deserve to have that space, some form of peace, and a way to just relax. You don't deserve to have your mind tortured. And you don't deserve to have your mind just pressure you on what is going to happen or what has happened. It's not your fault. And you can dig your way out of it. Just because you're cared for a special loved one is unwell does not mean that you have to end up that way. Even though we know mental illness can sometimes be catching, we ask carers to be on their guard. I know you understand me, and I want you to understand, and I know that you know what I'm trying to get at. And I want you to understand this. You, as an unpaid carer, can deal with that bad news. You have that power. It's yours. And now claim it. Control it. Deal with it. Deal with that bad news, because I want you to feel whole again. No more of that pain and doubt. Not now anyway. You've been listening to Math McKenzie, back from the horrible flu season and continuing to provide educational free therapeutic content for you as carers, because you deserve it. Stay tuned for more episode. I've forgotten what the next episode is, but I'll let you know once I release it over the social media and on my website. Thank you for listening, and good luck on your caring journey.